Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's My Talk 107.1, the Donna and Steve Show on a Monday. 10:16 is your time. Ms. Shannon Paul sitting in for Donna today. Hope is in for Don. Well, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I got a lot of projects done over the weekend. My wife went and visited a friend that she's a trip that she's been trying to get scheduled for a couple years now. So she was able to go and do that. My kids went with their cousins to a campground. And so I had a lot of time to myself in the house. And I thought there was a list of projects that we needed to get done. And so I thought, all right, let's just give this a whirl.
Right.
Let's see how many of these I can get through.
How long was your list?
It was lengthy.
Okay.
It was pretty long. And my wife left it not like, hey, get through all of these. Mm-hmm. But, you know, make it
if you can knock a couple of these off, that's cool.
Yes.
Okay.
So with that, one of the things that needed done was we have had, and I know everybody has different thoughts about this, we have had our now 9-month-old son has always slept in our room because in middle of the night feedings, it's like, look, if he's just right there in the bassinet, bada bing, bada boom, we're in the bed. Mm-hmm. But we are looking to export him eventually. And so we were getting his room ready. And so we needed some blackout curtains.
Right.
And then they hadn't been hung since December, since we moved in here. Mm-hmm. I got the blackout curtains, and I realized, oop, I got the wrong length. First of all, if you get the right length, you might think it's the right length, but measure the curtains because you want your curtains to just be kissing the floor.
Right.
And if they're up an inch, it can feel, it's like pants that aren't long enough. You know, it just doesn't look quite right.
So okay, let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Did you have to install the rod?
Yes, I did.
Ah, so then you could have just put the rod higher.
Well, the problem was they were too short.
Oh,
so then I would have had to have the rod like almost across the window. So I was like, ah, crud, I got to go. So I go to
and
Target.
Exchange them.
I get different ones. Mm. They're better, blah, blah, blah. But I must say, they're up, and I got ones put up downstairs. But the process of hanging a curtain rod so that the curtains hit where you want them to hit is so tricky to me. The wall anchors never go quite right. So I was having problems with that. And then even if you have, let's say you have 96-inch long curtains.
Right.
That's all good and well. But then you better do some measurement because it depends on, are they hook curtains? Because then they'll hang lower.
Yep.
Will they go through? Will like the curtain rod kind of shove through so that you're scrunching the curtains? That all affects the length. It is,
and
all
sometimes
I know is,
they have scrunchies on either side. So do you want them to look like they have like a little border at the top of them? Or are you going to use the bottom of them? Yeah, there's thoughts.
There's a lot of math. There's a lot of me looking at a wall. What I do is I look despondent and I'm looking at a wall trying to do math in my head. The actual art of just hanging them, not so difficult. If someone could just say, you need to put them here and here exactly. But when I am left to my own device, the process of hanging curtains just brings out the stupid in me. Do you have anything that you do around the house where you're just like, oh gosh, I'm no good at this?
You know, I'm surprisingly good at those kind of DIY style things, you know, if they require tools. The thing that I always mess up is I have some weird mental block about cleaning my oven.
Oh, really?
Like, it's just something, right? And I just don't, like, every time I'm like, I think I'm going to plan ahead, and I end up, okay, you need to get the gloves, and then I need to get the right thing, and it just ends up being like a soupy mess all over my kitchen floor, or I almost gas myself, even if I open all the windows. You know, like, I'm like, I am now full of toxic fumes, and my kitchen is a mess. And it just ends up making more of a mess than me just leaving it dirty. But I need to because now it's setting off the smoke detector every time I try and bake a pizza for my kid. Yeah. So I need to clean it up.
You got to do it at some point.
And so I'm just bad at it. And so I, every time, you know, I think I finally have, like, bringing this up, I'm like, I've been meaning to do that for a couple of weeks. I should probably clean that out again.
This is a good reminder.
And it just, yeah, it just gets one of those things that I go, if you just do it right, you've slowly over time collected the things to do this better. You know, like I tried it one time where I got the steamer out of my steam mop and did that, and that worked brilliantly. So I'm like, well, now you're good at this, right? And it's like, no, there was just water, and it ended up in the broiler, and just, it was just
And all you
disaster.
Need is one bad experience, and then you're like, screw it.
Yeah,
it's, and then you start rationalizing, and you say, it's hot enough in there.
Right, it'll just burn it all off.
Yeah, we'll be fine, and I'll just have to, you know, wave a baking sheet at the smoke detector.
Which I actually do almost every time I use the oven. Because it's I don't know why I'm so bad at it.
Hope, do you have a household chore that you just totally struggle with?
Yeah, it's more laziness. I mean, I can clean and organize, scrub the bathroom, but and do laundry, but I can't, I just, I'm so lazy with putting my clothes actually away and organizing my closet. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay.
You do all the heavy lifting, all that other stuff, though.
Yeah.
Well,
and
I
then,
live alone.
And then you stop short. Yes. But then you stop short. You're so close to the
That's
finish line.
That's interesting, because the completionist in me actually enjoys that process. Because that, I like that feeling. It's totally a completionist tendency. Like, I like the feeling of, they are all appropriately Marie Kondo rolled and put in the drawer.
See,
and
I'm
it's
missing
away.
That step.
Do you do the Kondo roll?
I do the Kondo roll. I started doing the Kondo roll, and it changed my life. Doing the Kondo roll.
Really?
Because, you know, it's so much easier. She's right. It's so much easier to see your things and make your choices.
Because
they're Kondo rolled. Versus folded and stacked, which before...
And then you never get to the bottom of the stack.
Exactly.
And you go 2 years, you never even wear the shirt.
And you're like, and that's a cool shirt. And then all of a sudden you're like, why did I never wear this? And it looks like you have new clothes. It's just you didn't get to the bottom of the stack.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. This is a good response we have on our Facebook page. Tons of responses on Facebook. Joanna, very specific. She says, vacuuming the stairs. I don't mind vacuuming the floors, but the stairs feels like punishment. That is true, too.
Yeah.
You know, some old school vacuums.
Yeah, they're not made for it.
No, they're not, because there's like... What was it like when we were younger? Wasn't there like a, it was almost like a wagon?
You had a canister vac. That's what my grandma had a canister vac. So it looked like a little, it did look like a little wagon or like a little wiener dog.
Dragging
like
it around. Like,
and it was all just a tube. The tube was the longest. And so.
Yes.
Melissa's with you, Hope. She says folding and putting away laundry.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. Seem to, you have some folks there. April despises doing paperwork, bills, kid stuff, old memorabilia.
We had somebody else say that on Twitter as well, Steve. So Cindy said paperwork.
Paperwork is a real drag. I get that. A lot of folks that aren't loving laundry, but
interesting.
It does kind of. I think it's that pesky task where you just know I'm gonna fold it. I'm gonna get it put away, except for Hope, and then and then what? In a few days, I'm gonna have more laundry to do. And with six articles of clothes, I have two hampers in the closet that I'm in right now.
Right,
and it's like it's just an endless situation.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky because it's just me and the kiddo, and so I can navigate through that pretty quick. But we do a lot of laundry. Like I do a lot of, I wash a lot of bedding.
And I just have myself and I still can't completely complete the task of putting my own clothes away.
Do they stay out so long that they're wrinkled now?
No. Okay, it doesn't get that bad. But it's like I did a load of laundry like maybe like last night or whenever, like the other day. And it's like they're clean. They're just still in my basket.
Like on average, how long do they rest in the basket?
Maybe just a few days. But still, I think it's just one of those things. Why don't I just do it?
So if you have the process, and I'm just trying to streamline your life, Hope. If you have the process, do you wash them and then end up, they sit in the basket so long that you end up wearing them again and they never make it to the drawer?
I mean, I pulled out.
That should just be your life. Just
clean clothes out of the basket this morning.
Just bins.
She's right.
No more drawers. Just lots of bins.
She's getting rid of all of her stuff. She'll be on a Facebook swap and shop later. Yep. Come get my dressers. You can play now. 651-641-1071. The College of Pop Culture Knowledge. It's me versus Miss Shannon. You can play along. Call now.
With winter weather making it harder to stay active, here's a gift idea for the outdoor adventurer in your life. The Allbirds Mizzle Collection. The Allbirds Mizzle is designed for those who won't take snow for an answer, featuring built-in puddle guard technology to keep the winter wonderland where it belongs, not in your shoe. The weather-ready sole offers enhanced traction, so you go on winter runs with confidence. And it's made with premium ZQ Merino wool, a naturally insulating material that keeps your feet warm and sports a low environmental impact. Allbirds displays their carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset the carbon footprint to zero, making their Mizzle collection completely carbon neutral. So you can stay warm and dry while treading lighter. This holiday season, get on their nice list when you shop the Allbirds Mizzle collection. Discover your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's A-L-L-B-I-R-D-S.com.